about 120,000 peacekeepers deployed in conflict zones worldwide. Almost 10% of them are in South Lebanon. With their dedication and determination, they are building a peaceful environment in the area. Although permanent and stable peace is yet to be achieved, there is relative calm. South of Lebanon has been enjoying the longest period of it in its modern history. Today, we would like to introduce to you two young female peacekeepers who have dedicated their lives to the noble cause of peace. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam Min Al Janoub. Her friends sometimes drop hints that a stylish and light Alfa Romeo car would suit her better. But 24-year-old Chiara Ghiri from UNIFIL's Italian contingent prefers a heavy military vehicle.
Qui in Libano sono un pilota.
Here in Lebanon, my duty is as a Lince, armored vehicle driver. For this reason, I get the chance to drive every day, to meet local people, and learn a lot about this country.
Certainly, such a heavy vehicle, around 7 tons, is not for sightseeing. It is used to accomplish specific military tasks.
Riesco a guidare un mezzo così pesante.
I drive such a heavy vehicle because in the army, you must be strong and accomplish any duty.
There are more women in uniform in the Italian military than ever, and this is reflected in the gender composition of its contingent within UNIFIL. More and more female peacekeepers are performing duties that in the past were reserved only for men, military patrolling included, as Chiara says.
My main duty here is day and night patrols, according to the tasks we receive.
And how often does she do it? We asked her.
Ogni giorno.
On a daily basis.
In Chiara's words, she conducts patrols in order to prevent illegal trafficking of weapons and explosive materials into South Lebanon, thus maintaining the relative calm and stability the area has been enjoying since 2006. But what if, we wondered, there is torrential rain or other very bad weather? Can she use this as an excuse not to go into the field?
In ogni condizione possiamo.
We're tasked at any time. Patrolling is not affected by the sun, by the rain, it doesn't matter.
Noi giovani possiamo dare.
Primarily, we can help and support local people. We are driven by our enthusiasm, pushed by the desire to get things done and to gain new experience.
Soldier Chiara Ghiri joined the Italian army when she was 23 and served for about a year prior to her deployment in South Lebanon. So she took a suggestion to go overseas as a great opportunity to learn more about soldiering and peacekeeping.
My first reaction was happiness because I thought it would be a nice experience. I was lucky because I've only got 1 year of duty behind me. For this reason, I got the chance to get experience and to meet new cultures, local people, and their habits. I am 24 years old. In my opinion, it is not difficult to be a young peacekeeper. I've got experienced colleagues helping me a lot. We have a good feeling within our team and we work in tune. This is the best way to patrol.
Just for a couple of months since her deployment, Chiara, in her own words, learned a lot.
My best experience is whenever we perform a coordinated patrol with the Lebanese armed forces and sharing positive feelings with them. I've learned that we can work together with empathy and harmony.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam from the South, and we are talking today about young peacekeepers serving within UNIFIL. Our next peacekeeper is Stephanie Saikali from the Camp Security Unit in Nakura.
I'm Stephanie, I come from a lovely village in eastern Saida, and I'm 27 years old. I work for UNIFIL as a field security assistant in Camp Security Unit. I work to enhance the safety and security of UNIFIL personnel, both civilian and military, and its assets at UNIFIL HQ in Nakura. So now I will give you an example about one of my tasks. We conduct patrols inside and outside the camp, at Mingi Street. We also stand at the gates to monitor and support the entrance and exit of UNIFIL personnel.
As many Lebanese do, Stephanie remembers well the turbulent days of the 2006 war, which made her to value calm and stability to such an extent that striving to peace has greatly affected her vocation.
Peace is an inner call. With UNIFIL, I gained the opportunity to become a peacekeeper and dedicate my time and resources to contribute to the mission in southern Lebanon and bring peace to my country. My work as a peacekeeper adds pride to my everyday. I'm proud of what I'm doing because everything I do, no matter how big or small it is, contributes to a bigger cause, which is peace in southern Lebanon.
UNIFIL, from Stephanie's point of view, is a microcosm of a peaceful society, having among its staff representatives of more than 90 nations and nationalities. It provides an example of harmonious coexistence between different races and cultures.
Our environment at UNIFIL is a mix of so many cultures and amazing people from all over the world. For example, in our section, I have colleagues coming from Italy, Portugal, Fiji, America. Every day I learn new things, like words from different languages. For example, we have a word, bula bula. It's in Fiji, it means hello. And I learn also from their cultures and traditions. Also, I taste new food from different contingents, and I love it.
Established in March 1978, UNIFIL, in the words of Stephanie, has been playing a vital part in maintaining calm and stability in South Lebanon ever since. As a civilian peacekeeper from Lebanon, the mission's achievements fill her heart with pride.
UNIFIL has been playing a vital role since 1978 to protect the civilian in southern Lebanon and to mediate between all the parties to maintain the peace and the stop of hostilities between them. And UNIFIL, together with LAF, have maintained a peaceful environment in the south since 2006. UNIFIL has also implemented many programs and projects to help the locals in southern Lebanon through trainings and with coordination with municipalities and local authorities. UNIFIL has also implemented lots of projects aiming at the empowerment of women and building their capacities. These projects were much needed the last 2 years because of the economic crisis that the country is witnessing.
We asked Stephanie what kind of difference young peacekeepers make in South Lebanon.
Every single one of us is contributing to fully implement UN Resolution 1701. Through our dedication and determination, we are slowly building up a peaceful environment, so every contribution to the mission matters.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.